Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Baby Mama's No Drama. So I am here with the one and only Naja Hall. You guys might know her as VIP Stepmom on Instagram. I'm so excited to be here with you. I feel like I have learned so much just following you on Instagram. So first of all, Miss Naja, you are a stepmom of three. You are a wife. You are the founder of VIP Stepmom, which is basically like a private membership-based community that you've grown specifically for stepmoms. You have a bachelor's in family and consumer sciences from the University of Tennessee. You are a certified coach and educator through the NCFR, which is the National Council on Family Relations. You also host a podcast, which is titled I Know I'm Crazy with Naja Hall. And you are also an author of the Girl Bye book series. So what don't you do?
You have to say it, Girl Bye.
Girl Bye. Girl Bye. What don't you do?
When it hits me, I just do it, you know?
I guess. So how did you get into everything? I want to know how you started this whole thing. What made you want to do it? Your whole journey. We just want to know everything.
So you want the cute package story, or you want like the real ugly, nasty, funky?
Listen, we spill all the tea up in here in the Baby Mamas. So whatever you're willing to give us, we'll take it.
Okay. So I'm gonna give you guys like the abridged, ugly, funky, nasty story. Okay. So I met my husband back in 2013.
Okay.
We were both living in New York City. He was going through a divorce. Mm-hmm. And things were kind of, you know, I had no clue of any of this because his previous life was in the South. We're all from the South, but I didn't know him when I was in the South, all that good stuff. And so come to find out, he kept this entire piece of his drama away from me because I'm like the new girl. I represent newness. He's like, listen, my previous situation didn't work out. I had met him long after the divorce was filed. He was in court, like all this stuff.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people have opinions on, well, if you're not divorced, then you're married. But those of you that have been through a divorce, you know, sometimes it takes 2-3 years. And are you really going to hold your life off? So just to be clear, during that time, I didn't know any of this. My parents are married 44 years right now. His parents are still married. So I didn't know. I didn't know. And so I was not keen to any of this other side of the stuff that he had going on.
Yeah.
When I was made privy, that's when you know what hit the fan. Do y'all cuss on this podcast?
Oh, girl, yeah, we say it all. Be 100% you, okay?
Okay, so that's kind of when shit hit the fan, is when Miss Naja came in like a wrecking ball, this newness in his life. And I started finding out, like, all the reasons why women say they wouldn't date a guy with kids. You know, they hear baby mama drama. You got a whole damn podcast about it.
Yeah, we know. We know exactly what you're talking about.
You know. So just the drama, like this stuff was not a part of my life. It was not a part of my lineage. I grew up around seeing these healthy, long Christian, and no, shout out to anybody that's not Christian. I ain't judging. I grew up seeing like the phenotype of what a traditional marriage was.
Sure.
And so I had been taught and groomed to avoid that kind of stuff at all costs. And so when I started, and which is kind of why I see now, even 10 years later, I see why he, almost 10 years later, I see why he kept me away from the stuff, because I would have freaking run.
Yeah.
I would have run away. What started happening was straight up harassment. It was stalking. It was death threats, physical threats, my family being called. Like basically, and I didn't know this stuff was typical.
Yeah.
Until I started getting into the realm of, you know, talking to other people.
And you're like, oh, shit.
And be like, y'all, is this normal? This dude has this chick that, like, she's off doing her own thing, moved on, supposedly happy in another relationship. And then finds out that he has someone new. And then all hell is breaking loose. And so that's kind of the reason why I started doing what I do. It started for me just sharing my trials and tribulation online.
Yeah.
I was a person that, you know, everyone's educated. We're all are minimum six-figure earners, not bragging, but in my ignorance, I was thinking, oh, I'm not in the class of people that would go through something like this. Let me tell y'all, I'm not dealing with this right now that I'm multi-millionaires. They have more money than I could even touch right now. So, you know, the thing that I had to learn that humbled me real fast was the drama, the toxicity. It has no class, no age, no race, no level of education. We see presidents going through baby mama drama. So I started doing this as a job when I realized that there weren't a lot of resources for solutions. You know, we have a lot of platforms out here that talk about the shit that happens. But then there's a lot of us out here. This is our real damn lives. How do you fix it? You know, I see what you and your other host of the show have done, and it's so amazing to follow you guys. But what about those of us that are at war or that want to not be at war? Like, how do you get out of the conflict when there's another person that's committed to it? And so that's kind of what I do. I help people to move through situations where there's a person that's committed to chaos. That's who she's going to be. But then you can still have a really great damn life on the other end. So I think I answered your question.
I appreciate it. You gave a little bit of your backstory, which is good. Because you're right. Not everyone has the fairy tale or the, you know, we ended up so great, happy ending. It's not like that. And we do get a lot of people that DM us like, okay, so what about, you know, you guys are fine, but what about the moms who, you know, still going through it? Like us, we need those resources and stuff. So, you know, it's hard. And I feel like that's why bringing you on was so perfect, and it'll help a lot of people because you seem, I mean, I've talked to you and I'm like, you know, what does your success rate look like? And you're like, I have helped pretty much everybody, you know, like, everybody. And I'm like, that's incredible. That's incredible.
You know, I can claim success because I tell people, even on my social media, you know, I have a paid membership site, but then I do a whole bunch of, I have a free podcast, free social media. I'm just putting information out there. I tell people, first you got to define what is happy, or what does a happy family look like for you.
Yeah.
And if you think that you're going to be in the Christmas card with baby mama and stepmom and both of y'all's new men and y'all's new kids and the children that you share.
Yeah.
If that's your vision of happy and the other woman does not want that, then girl, you're setting yourself up a failure.
Yes.
But I call it being an unbothered stepmom. Like, girl, I just don't like, girl, bye.
When girl, I tell bye.
yes. That's why I call my book
your series.
When I tell you that, when I finally accepted the fact, like, oh my God, Naja, this person, and I, you know, obviously I have a whole bunch of certifications. I've gone back and gotten my 15,000 hours specifically in conflict resolution. Yeah. One of the things that I realize is people that are constantly in conflict, y'all, you listen, I know a lot of you already know this. I know you know this, V. But if you have somebody that's constantly in some shit, you see they have a series of broken relationships around them. It's not just you. You are not special. This person is more than likely disordered. This person is probably dealing with some sort of mental illness, some sort of personality disorder, and they're undiagnosed, or they're just not properly treated. And if they are committed, whether diagnosed or undiagnosed, if they're committed to not being better, then that doesn't mean your life has to be pure hell.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I think, like, when stepmoms go through these things, like you said, they don't have a place to vent. They don't have a place to, you know, talk to people. And we talked about this because we had a little meeting on the phone before, like, so I can get to know you. And, you know, I said, like, people don't have that within their friends and family because nobody knows exactly what you're going through. Not everyone is going through the same thing. So they can only, you know, most people either, like, take your side or, you know, they're going to tell you what you want to hear. But no, you need someone who's going to give you the tools so that you can work through that. And like you said, it doesn't have to be, you know, this big happy family, like being in the Christmas pictures, but still finding a way to have those healthy boundaries and have like healthy conversations and keep it moving. Like, you don't got to be best friends, but at some point the disrespect and like the boundaries and stuff, like, you got to grow that.
Yeah. The disrespect is a big word in our community, V. You know, like, women like us, and boundaries. Those are the two
boundaries.
Overuse words, because we tell people to set boundaries, but, you know, what does that really look like? And a long time ago, I learned that I deserve basic human decency. I deserve respect, but the next guy over there, the next girl over there might see me and not automatically think that. That does not mean I'm not a person that's deserving or inherently needs respect. That just means she don't see it my way. And if you don't see it my way, girl, your ass is blocked. My third favorite B word is blocked.
Same. I love the block button.
You don't have to communicate with a person that does not respect your boundaries.
Yeah.
You don't have to talk, like, especially a lot of stepmoms. I don't even care if you are custodial. Mm-hmm. If you're bathing a woman's children and doing their hair and giving them this maternal love, and she doesn't have the decency that she would show the mailman or the mail lady, girl, you ain't got to talk to her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's no, you didn't lay down with her and bump uglies and pull out a crotch trophy. You didn't do that. So that is your partner's job to do that. I think stepmoms take on way too much sometimes.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's why I like the word step. You can step back. You can step up. You can step aside.
Oh my God. I love you. I love that. I love that. And I think you're right. You're right. Like, we take on a lot. And I think a lot of the issues that stepmoms has is that we don't get the credit that we deserve.
Yes.
Or, you know, we're not getting our flowers for, like, the things that we do. Especially, I think, stepmoms that don't have kids already, too. Like, that are just stepmoms to other people's children. I think they feel some type of way, for sure. And then they get called all the time, like, oh, you're not a real mom. Well, I'm doing all these real mom things for these children that aren't mine. I'm a mom, you know? Like, I'm playing mom. So I think a lot of stepmoms feel that way.
In the beginning, I'm a child-free stepmom. I'm a person that doesn't have biological children.
Mm-hmm.
And the journey has been difficult for me to just accept the term of being a stepmom. Because, you know, the one thing that you hear is, well, you don't have kids, so you don't know.
You don't know.
Look at the bang-up job you're doing. So I'm like, come on now.
Yep.
You know, part of my degree is early childhood development. I'm a great auntie. I am now a stepmom, and my husband has given me so many accolades on how natural I am at this thing. Like, if we ever decided that we wanted to make that a part of our journey, you know, like, it's cool, but I expect the flowers from him. He's the one that put me in this position.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm here to be dad's ally, to be dad's, sometimes daddy's assistant, to be dad's partner.
Yeah.
I forget where I can't take credit for this, what I'm about to say. I forgot where I saw it. But it said that a good stepmom understands that sometimes she'll be the leading lady.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes she'll just be a stagehand, and sometimes she won't be in the scene at all.
Yeah.
And so being able to practice that cognitive flexibility has made it super easy for me. I've never heard, you're not my mom, because I don't try to be.
Yeah.
I'll tell anybody, if you're in a situation like me where, you know, because alienation is a big part of my experience as a stepmother.
Mm-hmm.
My husband has experienced that. Lies, disrespect. I'll tell you about the restraining order here in a minute. But experience has been one that's been fraught with negativity. So if I've been able to eke out a positive moment, it's not been super consistent. Even when we've had the kids 6-7 months at a time in our care, there's always interruptions. You know, if there's a high conflict biological parent in the picture, which is what we used to experience, it makes it difficult to connect with the children. So I always just was cool auntie. You know, I think if you take on the cool, you know, because we all have that one cool auntie.
Yep,
you know,
that's
the cool tia, that's just like, oh
that's
my gosh. She's the one that takes you to pick up liquor, and she'll get to a hotel room on prom night. Like, you know, I was So I was like, instead of being this maternal figure, because that was vehemently prohibited, these kids knew I can't call this woman mom.
Yeah.
When they come and hug me, you can see it in their eyes. Like, oh my God, they have this reminder in the back of their heads.
Like, yeah. Like, should I be doing this?
Yeah. And it's so sad to see that type of abuse. It's emotional abuse happen to children. But because this is my situation, I know how to, I've learned and studied many, many, many hours just trying to help these children navigate their situation.
Okay, so if you've recently bought anything, no matter what it is, you probably noticed that prices have gone up on almost everything, especially on essential stuff that we get like every week, like gas, groceries, utilities. That's why it's great. It's a really great time to use GoodRx to at least save on your prescription costs. With GoodRx, you can instantly compare prescription prices at pharmacies in your neighborhood and find discounts that could save. They could really save you up to 80%. 80%. That's a lot. So GoodRx is free and easy to use, and it works whether you do or don't have insurance. So if you do have insurance, GoodRx may actually beat your copay price. Because I know those copay prices can be insane sometimes too. So you can check GoodRx online or on their app. It's really easy to use, and it happens to be one of the most downloaded medical apps. So from there, you can find prescription savings
at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. So like CVS, Walgreens, Rite Aid, Kroger, Walmart, and so much more. And then you can take the money you saved with GoodRx and put it towards filling your tank and your shopping cart or anything else that's gotten a little bit more expensive. I've been using GoodRx for a while now. Whenever the kids need anything, medicine, whatever it is, it's definitely helped. So I would definitely say that they have helped me save some money as well. So for simple, smart savings on your prescriptions, check GoodRx. Go to goodrx.com/mamadrama. That is goodrx.com/mamadrama. goodrx.com/mamadrama. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used in place of insurance, Medicare, and Medicaid. In 2021, GoodRx users saved 81% on all retail prescription prices. Baby Mama's No Drama podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Let's face it, sometimes multitasking can be overwhelming, like when your favorite podcast is playing and the person next to you is talking and your car fan is blasting, all while you're trying to find the perfect parking spot. But then again, sometimes multitasking is easy, like quoting with Progressive Insurance. They do the hard work at comparing rates so you can find a great rate that works for you, even if it's not with them. Give their nifty comparison tool a try, and you might just find getting the rate and coverage you deserve is easy. All you need to do is visit Progressive's website to get a quote with all the coverages you want, like comprehensive and collision coverage or personal injury protection. Then you'll see Progressive's direct rate, and their tool will provide options from other companies all lined up and ready to compare, so it's simple to choose the rate and coverages you like. Press play on comparing auto rates. Quote at Progressive.com to join the over 27 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. I commend you, honestly. I think you're doing such great things. And I've seen the community that you've built on Instagram. And it is like, it just goes beyond that, you know, and it shows with everything that you're doing.
Thank you, V. Thank you. That's so sweet.
Of course. I know a bad bitch when I see one. You know what I'm saying?
Hey! You know, I feel like bad bitches attract each other. That's why I was like, girl, because you're down the street from me. I was like, girl, we are.
Oh, yes. So I have a few questions I asked all of our listeners, because a lot of them actually do follow you, and they were like really excited when I brought you up on one of our last episodes. They were like, oh, we follow VIP Stemma, like we love her. So I was like, okay, great, like we got to get her on. So you do have like such a great, you know.
Man, my girls, like the people, I'm not gonna say girls because the people that identify as women, because you know everybody's everybody. Yeah. I have a really engaged VIP audience.
I can tell.
They really, like, they be up in my inbox. I be up in theirs.
I
have a team of people now to make sure that we stay engaged and stay connected. Yeah. I do, like, monthly live 3-4 hour Zoom meetings with everybody, and everybody just gets to come in and support and tell their stories. So, yes, I have a beautiful community.
Yeah, and how does that make you feel? Do you feel like,
I'm one of them.
Yeah, you wanted that. It kind of came because you wanted that for yourself, you know?
I know you're probably too young to remember this, but when I was a kid, there was this thing. It was like Hair Club for Men, and the guy was like, I'm not only the president, I'm a client. I don't know if you remember that, but...
I feel like it kind of rings a bell, like one of those infomercial type things.
So, your audience is probably like a little bit like a generation behind me, but it's supportive for me too, because I have stuff in there to talk about. You know, we recently had this major issue that was like the final straw in my blended family. And I had my crew, my VIPs to turn to. Yes, these people, and membership is only $10. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But still, it's like I had these people to lean on and be like, y'all, I know I'm the one y'all come to for help, but we have a life and death situation. So, and they came in and swooped in, and you know, it's about support. Yeah. So it feels good.
Yeah.
It's to not be alone.
Yeah. It's crazy that you had kind of the shoe on the other foot in that moment.
Man, yes.
That's
when
crazy.
When a supporter needs support, you know, that shows you. I've poured a lot into the community, and they pour a lot back every day. I get beautiful messages.
Absolutely. And it shows we're all just human. You know, we all go through something. Like not one person is superior to another as far as all these things that we're going through, you know,
big
like
facts.
It can happen
big
to
facts.
anybody.
Big facts.
Big facts.
None of us are immune.
No, exactly. So what does your co-parent situation look like now? Like in this moment?
We are exclusively, there's not a co-parenting situation. It's counter-parenting.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can you explain what that is?
Yeah. Because like an incident happened and I think I shared this on my page with your audience. You know, they probably don't know. I think I have to say allegedly. My attorney told me to say allegedly. Mm-hmm. So allegedly, bio mom pulled a gun on my husband at a drop-off.
Fucking way.
He was dropping the kids off. And I've always been, over the years, she's always made threats. Like, I have so many recordings and screenshots. I'm going to fucking kill Naja. I'm going to kill you. And, you know, you think that's just kind of the ramblings of a person that's having a manic episode or is having a bad day. But this has been years, and I'll be honest, I'm not going to lie. I was so desensitized to these threats because I'm like, we knew that there was violent tendencies. We have police reports. My husband's probably going to kill me for saying this. But I mean, when I first met him, he had like marks all over his back just from the violence. Yes. Yeah. Men do get abused too, y'all.
Yeah.
Yes. Big 6'2", big strong black man do get abused. That's one thing that happened in court when that was used against him. Like, oh, the abuse couldn't have happened. He's a big old muscle dude.
Oh, wow.
And so the situation has been escalating over the years.
Mm-hmm.
I believe this person has moved on, had found happiness.
Yeah.
Every time this person found a new partner, they would text my husband and say, this is your kid's new dad. We don't need you anymore. You know, just the same typical story. So we've seen this about 5 or 6 times over the years. It's only been me, by the way, that's been in his life. And so we finally were like, wow, we think this person has found a little bit of happiness.
Yeah.
And the one thing that still set her off was, I think he mentioned to her, he was like, hey, so just so you know, just out of respect, I'm going to be, you know, my wife is going to start coming to basketball games, soccer games. You know, it's getting pretty difficult to navigate keeping
everything separate. Yeah.
Yeah. And to be honest, I never had an interest in going to anything where the kids were going to be made to feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But my husband's like vying for this. And I was like, I'm going to support him. He wants that. He wants his whole family to be able to be together.
Yeah.
And so she went to her car, her truck, pulled out a pistol and was like, let me tell you this. If you ever bring her around, I'm going to kill her and I'm going to kill you. And at that point, and this was October 2021. This just happened.
Holy shit.
And so at that point, like I had like I think I got diagnosed with anxiety because I called one of my girlfriends who also works for the Naja Hall Coaching Agency. We got people, when you come to me, girlfriend, we got people that can prescribe you medication. We got people that are licensed therapists.
Go
ahead. I was like, girl, guess what happened? I was like, I'm having visions of her killing my husband. I have these video recordings and I let my friend hear him. She was like, friend, you have anxiety. You need to get some help. Yeah. And so in that moment, I told my husband, I was like, I'm done. Mm-hmm. I'm done. I was like, the threats over the years are starting to come into fruition. So before she makes good on this, we got to stop it. And so he went to court. Obviously, you have to report something like that.
Yeah, that's
so
scary.
So he reported it and we had our day in court. And the thing that happened was, it's not my story to tell because there's minors involved, but the bio mom brought a minor to court. And I'm sure a lot of you can assume who that is.
Yeah.
The minor got on the stand and told a massive untruth and said that they were outside for the entire interaction and they never saw anything like that. And yeah, that happened. That happened to us. And so, that's going to be that person that, you know, I don't like telling young person's experience.
Yeah.
And so I was sitting behind my husband and I saw him. His attorney was about to get up because the attorney knows the whole story. His attorney was about to get up and rip this minor apart. And I saw my husband grab his arm and he's like, man, that's mine.
That's, you know, yeah.
He's like, nah, let's not do it. So instead of us being granted an actual restraining order, we were granted a mutual injunction. A mutual injunction in the state of Texas means y'all got to stay away from each other. You can't call each other.
Yeah.
Like, the judge is like, basically, you guys can't play in the sandbox. I don't know who's lying and who's telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody know. Everybody stay away. I still felt like that was one of the most massive victories for our family. I mean, the other parent still has their criminal case coming up. And, you know, we do have formidable proof that the incident happened.
Yeah.
But I don't, now we know that they are willing to use an innocent minor to come in and lie about this incident.
Yeah. That just adds a whole nother,
another level of disorder and dysfunction in, not in our household because we've separated ourselves from it, but over there, I feel like the only positive is like, okay, we know what the kid, what the kids are going through. We know we both have the tools and resources to help them when the time comes, because we understand the time will come. So to answer your question, our we ain't got no co-parenting situation, girl. Stay fine. Keep your 500 feet away from Miss Nausea.
She said.
Keep that 500 feet away, boo boo.
Step
that's
away.
That's the situation, D.
Wow.
500. Give me 500 feet, boo.
Nausea, that's crazy.
But there's no phone call. Like, the text messages have. And when I tell you from 2013 to 2021, I mean, rancid text messages, emails, having the kids to say things. All of this has stopped. It's been dead silence. And I consider that it's a huge blessing for us. Because
it's like your peace.
Man, the peace. Mm-hmm. And I tell stepmoms, I'm like, girlfriend, you can get your peace one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
You can get it one way or the other. You don't have to be subjected to this.
Yeah.
My husband's a super strong guy. But, you know, being called a deadbeat and knowing, like, he pays, I think now child support just got lowered. I think it might be $4,500 a month he's paying.
Mm-hmm.
But,
wow.
You know, just being called a deadbeat and you're spending all this money and you're flying out to see the kids. And, you know, there's been so many instances where he would go to see the kids, go to the fire station. They would never show up and they'd be told your daddy didn't come. And so just, you know, the emotional toll on this.
Yeah.
Like, I have I'll say right now, today, 60% of my clientele are dads that have experienced the emotional abuse by hands of a person that is holding their children hostage.
Hostage from them.
Yeah. So to answer your question, girl, nothing.
Yeah.
There's no code.
Yeah.
And I think it's a blessing because up until that gun incident, when she threatened to kill my husband and take my life, I was willing. After all the stuff
definitely
that had been said and done, I was still willing to be like, you know what? Maybe there's a chance. But now there's not a chance.
Okay, so I know for me, it's a little difficult to find the perfect Mother's Day gift. I feel like I've gotten my mom so many things. Sometimes I don't even know what to get her anymore. But nowadays, staying in touch with those we love is more important than ever. And the Skylight Digital Photo Frame makes it super easy. It's a great gift, and you can either email photos to it or upload them from the app anytime, anywhere. So anyone in the family can send photos to the frame. It's literally just like a picture frame, and it changes the pictures. So it's a great way to keep family members in touch. And it sets up effortlessly in under 60 seconds, and even the least tech-savvy person can use it. And it looks like a real photo frame. It just adds a really beautiful touch to your home. It's something that I know my mom loves. I got her one, I think, last year. So I know you guys, if you want to gift this to anyone, they will definitely love it. My mom loves it so much, and we can all add in pictures. So any new pictures that I take of my kids, I can add them to the frame so she'll be able to see them as well. It is definitely something that she cherishes. She loves it so much. They also have a gorgeous 10-inch touchscreen, so you can swipe through photos with your finger and even tap to thank the person who sent the photo. It's really cool, and there's 100% satisfaction guaranteed. So if you don't like your Skylight, they offer a full refund. So it's super, like I said, it's super easy, and it's something that I think everyone will love. So now, as a special holiday offer, you can get $10 off your purchase of a Skylight frame when you go to skylightframe.com and enter code MAMAS. That's right. To get $10 off your purchase of a Skylight frame, just go to skylightframe.com and enter code MAMAS. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com and use code MAMAS.
That's just crazy to me too. I mean, you said she, you know, she appeared to be happier, and so what do you think is just like, what is triggering her so much? I mean, I feel like
unhealed trauma.
Yeah,
I think there's a lot of undiagnoses, and just to be clear, I'm not a licensed therapist, but I ain't never been wrong in one of my diagnoses.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
I have people that work for me that are licensed, and you know, when we sit and review cases. Because a lot of times people come to us with high conflict. And so I'm like,
yeah, super
okay,
high.
Okay, Dr. Naja, this person is borderline personality disorder. Yeah. And for those of you that don't know what BPD is, it's pretty common in women. Yeah. Especially these women that you see that are super high conflict and can't keep friends, can't keep a relationship, always blaming other people. Just go and look it up. I'm guaranteeing you know somebody that's a borderline.
Yeah.
I think the issue is I've been so unapologetic. It took a long time, V, for me to be unapologetic because when somebody beats you down emotionally, you're ugly, Naja. You're nothing. Like, I would hear all of this stuff. You look like a man. You're stupid. You're this.
Oh my God.
I was like, I cannot believe that I let a rambling of a very insecure, empty human being affect me. I can't believe I let that near my psyche. So I beat myself up for a long time just for being aligned with something like that.
Yeah.
I can say that I have become super unapologetic. Mm-hmm. I've shown up. And I'll tell you this, the day that my first time ever seeing that human being was the day that we had to go to court for that gun incident. Mm-hmm. I was so stressed out. I lost 15 pounds. So I was so snatched, honey.
Snatched in court.
Y'all, I was so snatched. My waistline was so tiny. I was stressed out, but
you're crazy.
Yeah. So I would just say, I think that coming full circle is something that I know I'm kind of getting off the topic here, but you know, it takes a lot for me to just talk about this stuff.
Yeah.
Because I haven't talked about it before.
I feel you. It's fine.
I haven't talked about it though.
Yeah, no, it's a huge, like, high conflict situation. Yeah. You know, it's not like any of this like petty bullshit that most stepmoms go through. Like, you know, like sometimes it's petty and most of the time there's big stuff. But I mean, gun issues,
you know,
and
I'll say this,
violence
though,
like that, that's scary.
I don't want to make anybody feel like, oh my God, Naja can't relate to me because my situation isn't as big. And I'll tell you this, anything that affects your mental health, anything that disturbs your peace is big. It's huge. Yeah. I couldn't control what that other person did. Hell, that other person over there couldn't control herself enough to go and get a pistol. Yeah. So if you are dealing with something that, you know, you can't deal with the phone calls, I've dealt with that. The text messages, I've dealt with that. Having the kids to say things. Remember, she would have my kids, have the kids, hey, don't call him dad, call him Tony. You know, it's just, I mean, it seems pretty sick. So you asked the question. I think it's very much, there's been no repercussions. Mm-hmm. There's been no punishment. There's not been, you know, there's been nothing but slap on the wrist. So I think people that think that they're above the law, they're going to keep doing it.
Yeah.
There's no consequences. And then there's mental illness here at play.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have the capacity to impact her. Hell, my husband couldn't. That's why he had to go far away.
Yeah.
To be okay. So,
I mean, I don't blame you. That's a lot to take in. Yeah. And I think it does, you know, in the beginning, everything starts off and it kind of builds and builds and builds. And this just goes to show also like the little things that you start going through can turn into like these big things. And that's why you're right. Like anything that affects your mental health, anything that's affecting you and your relationship with your partner, like, dead that shit.
Girl,
like, you gotta do what's good for you and for your mental health. If you see it's really not working out, like anything that you've done to try and, like, you know, make the peace and it's still not working, like, then it's not working, you know?
It's
like,
not working, girl. That's not gonna be your ministry. Your ministry is not gonna be happy stepmom, happy mom t-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
And you can still be very much a happy wife, a happy partner,
absolutely,
fiance, mother. Without having this cohesive thing with the other person.
Yes.
It took me a long time and a lot of pain and anguish to come to terms with that.
Mm-hmm.
And I just hope, you know, I do this so it doesn't take people the years that it took me. I'm talking years of it affecting my relationship and how I perceive myself and relationships with other women. Like meeting a woman like this or encountering a woman like this, for a lot of us, it's not normal. It's not normal.
Yeah, because most of us have never dealt with that in our lives. So it's like, how we don't know how to even deal with that.
We don't have the tools.
Teach
us how to fight with, you know, unhinged women. Like, that's not one of the things that we learn. Miss Naja teach you today, though, because I don't play.
Miss Naja will teach you, though. This is why we have her here.
Listen, I don't play out here in these streets. And I just spent so much time trying to be understanding and be like excusing away the things. And it started off as text messages and emails and small hints of disrespect for me, too, y'all. And it escalated. So don't ever believe that your situation couldn't escalate. If a person is unhinged, it can escalate.
Yeah. So you guys right now, you live in New York, you said.
New York City, yes.
And you told me that you guys go back and forth because the kids reside in Texas. How I want to know how that works.
It's hectic.
Yeah.
It's hectic. It means I got a whole bunch of airline miles. Yes. But I travel a lot for work and stuff anyway, because I do go see clients. Like, you know, I had a client here recently that I had to go and literally go to their home every single day. And, you know, just it was, you know, some people don't want to do Zoom. Some people don't want to do phone. They're like, we're going to bring you to where we are, fix our house. So I still travel extensively anyway, but it's hectic.
Yeah.
It's just become, you know how it is though, when something just becomes your norm.
Yeah.
I've kind of normalized.
I definitely.
And
feel
I don't
like
go
that.
On every single visit, because I firmly believe that parents and a biological parent, especially a dad that has had time stolen and his position is kind of diminished. Mm-hmm. He does need time exclusively.
That
with
one-on-one.
His babies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But then, you know, summer times we'll do that. And they've experienced the love of Miss Naja. They know me. They respect me. Aww. And surprisingly, well, not surprisingly, because of their dad really enforced this and because of who I am, we have a good cohesive relationship.
Despite
all the BS.
I'm so glad.
This is the best part of stepmotherhood for me is those children. That's literally the best part, because they're just so damn cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, just individually. And after every I say a visit, because it is me visiting their hometown, unless they come here to New York.
Yeah.
But I always say, guys, you know, I always thank them, because I know it could be different. I read the stories.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And I hear client stories.
Yeah.
I know they could be little assholes, but they're not. And I always say, guys, you know, thank you so much for welcoming me into the family and being good to me.
Yeah.
I appreciate you guys. And they're like, okay, whatever, Miss Naja.
How old are they?
Yeah.
How old are they?
Older teenager and a set of twins, boy, girl, 10.
Oh, wow. So that's funny. You're dealing with kind of like older kids too. And we talk about that on the podcast a lot, about how it can be harder for kids who are older to kind of embrace a step parent or, you know, a bonus parent coming into the picture.
17-year-old, though, I've been in her life since she was 8 or 9.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but she has, she's experienced a lot of conflict, because at per usual, even here at this most recent situation, she was kind of the one that was thrust as the other parent's surrogate partner. I don't what's a better way to put it? They were kind of, you know, she was kind of enmeshed. Mm-hmm. And even watching what she's experienced, I've told her before, I was like, dude, I don't know how you're so cool.
Yeah.
Like, this little girl, I have voicemails when she was very small. She would be forced, and you could hear the other parent in the background say this, Miss Naja, I hate you and you're ugly. And like, this little girl was made to do stuff like that.
Yeah.
But now she can look me in the eye. We can have a respect based conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously there's always some stuff underlined, because you don't make it through your childhood with something like that and be okay. But she's able to, at least we have a relationship based on respect and boundaries.
Yeah.
I try to do things with her. And so it's cool, because I was there. Like, she's kind of known me in these aspects of her life, even if I wasn't allowed at certain points to have contact.
Wow. That's crazy to think about. So,
Wow. I'm like, you got this supermodel stepmom and you could be in New York chilling right now.
I know. You are.
Girl,
like a supermodel. Look at you.
Right, you got all of this right here. You over there. Because I'm the type of stepmom. You call me, you be like, Miss Naja, can you give me a ticket? I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna be in Paris this week, but you can come with me. Like,
you
that's
can
who
come.
I am.
Yes.
That's how I thought this situation would be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how do you feel that, you know, things, you getting into a relationship with someone that has kids, what initially did you think that relationship would be like?
I didn't think it would be a relationship, because you know, we met on, I always tell people I ordered my husband off the internet. We met on a dating site.
Not the internet.
They were like, what y'all mean? I'm like, girl, I ordered him off Amazon. No, but we met on an online dating site. And, you know, his profile was kind of sparse. And so we met out at this, like, restaurant. And we were talking. He was like, yeah, you know, so my profile isn't accurate. But, you know, I'm a father of 3. I'm divorced.
Oh.
Yeah.
And how did you take that?
I was like, oh, okay. So I'm not going to be with you. So let's just have fun. Girl, I ordered so many shots on that day. I was like, okay, Naja, you don't have to be on your best behavior.
Yeah.
You're not going to like be with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
So I ordered some shots. I asked him to play Lil Jon, my favorite Lil Jon song, Throw It Up. I'm shaking my ass. I'm being so ratchet. And then at the end of the day, he's dropping me off at home. And he's like, oh my God, you're just so uninhibited. Can I see you again? I was like, what?
He fell in love with you.
I was a lush. Because he was like, oh yeah, I have three kids. I was like, bartender, come on. Fill her up. Load me up. I'm not having to be a lady here. Let me just be myself.
Yeah. At that point, you were like, oh, okay, this really ain't going to work.
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of, I discounted him. And I quickly came to see that he, because of his experiences and because of what he had gone through and the fact that my husband is an amazing father. Oh my God. There's not one person, even the person that claims that he's abandoned kids, deadbeat and all this stuff, even that particular person has said over and over again, you're a great father.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And so one of the things, me seeing him in action really made me fall for him because I have a very close relationship with my own dad who has an older daughter and a set of twins. So my household looks just like my husband's old situation. And so I just saw so much of my experience. Like, I'm like, dang, he has a daddy's girl. I'm a daddy's girl.
Yeah.
And his level of compassion for me. He understood that I am an artist. He understood that I love to travel, that I need my alone time.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just, like, had he not been the exact person that he is, I wouldn't have dealt with any of this shit.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't. Yeah. But
I say that all the time.
I was like, girl, if he ain't the best man you've ever been with, run.
Yes.
Run.
Yeah, you don't got
to
deal with it.
You don't have to deal with the extra stuff. So.
Exactly.
People don't always realize that physical symptoms like headaches, teeth grinding, even digestive issues can be indicators of a lot of stress. And let's not forget about doom scrolling, sleeping way too little or sleeping way too much, and also undereating and overeating. I know people take stress in so many different ways. Like what really stresses you out, like whether it's work, bills, life, family. People just handle things really differently. Some lose sleep, some can't eat, some overeat. Like there's just so many ways that people handle their stress. And in a world that's telling you to do more, sleep less, and grind all the time, here's your reminder to take care of yourself, do less, and maybe try some therapy. I know me and Kale are into therapy. Kale's been at it a little longer than I have been. I just started my journey and I couldn't say enough great things. I'm so grateful that I started it. And it's definitely been helping me a lot. So, BetterHelp is actually customized online therapy and it offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist. So you don't have to see anyone on camera if you really don't want to. And it's much more affordable than in-person therapy and you can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. So you can give it a try and see if online therapy can help lower your stress. That's what we all need. That's what we strive for. And just to become a better, you know, a better us. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp and Baby Mamas No Drama with Kale Lowry and V Rivera listeners. Get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/mamadrama. That's BETTERHELP.com/mamadrama.
So I asked a bunch of I put a questions box and I had our listeners type in some questions because, you know, people got questions for you and they need Naja help. So
okay, let's go. Let's
so we're going to get into a little bit of questions. We have some more time.
Okay.
So someone actually said, how do you handle the stress of court? Because, you know, a lot of people go through the court system, whether it be for, you know, custody or child support. Yeah. So as a step parent, how do you handle the stress of court? And, you know, what is something that you can do to help your partner?
Ooh-wee. So let me tell you, whomever that was asked a question, that's a great question.
Mm-hmm.
I would first advise if you don't have to go to court with your partner, don't go.
Yeah.
The situation that's stressful. I just told y'all about. When we announced our engagement, my husband was miraculously called into court 6 times.
Mm.
And so y'all know why. But I didn't go any of those times because I was like, that ain't got nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
But I would say, first and foremost, support your partner without becoming his paralegal. I've seen so many of you girls out there talking to the attorneys exclusively, responding to his emails, asking questions, and your guy kind of gets to weaponize his incompetence, or he gets to sit back and let you do his dirty work. Please do not do that. You find him a good coach, you find him a good therapist, and you make sure that he's at the forefront. And I know you don't think he can handle his high conflict baby mama. I know you don't think he can handle it, but this is his situation. There's only going to be so many times you can bail him out. So first and foremost, make sure you find him the resources and really sit back. And if he's not doing the work on his own for this situation that he's gotten himself into and your family, make sure that he takes the lead. Mm-hmm. And this is your opportunity to see, can he handle protecting your household?
Yeah.
Because not all men are equipped to do that. And I'm not here to break anybody up, but I'm here to make sure you all live your absolute best lives. And part of that is having the best relationship.
Absolutely.
Being around the person, the partner that's going to protect your household, even from things that they themselves have created.
Yes.
So if you have to go to court, oh, girl, you better be a bad bitch. When
you, girl, you better wear your tightest dress.
You better listen. The stress is going to make you lose weight if you need to. Not saying that anybody has to. I couldn't afford to lose the weight that I did, but I did. But girl, and I have this thing now. I asked the stepmoms the other day in my stories. I was like, y'all, if y'all going to court, y'all need to send me your outfits first and let me pre-approve. Because listen, you're not going in there to make friends with anybody. You're going there to fight for your freaking life. You're going to be lied on. You're going to be disrespected. You're spending all the money that you can be using on starting your own business or building your dream home. You're using it for this BS to fight with an unhinged person. So you may as well look damn good doing it.
I love that. You're 100% right. I like how you brought up too, like how the husband kind of has to prove himself in court too, that he can stick up for, you know, not only himself and advocate for himself as a man, you know, but like protect this new family that he has and your home as well. I think that's very important. And that, yes, we shouldn't have to fight their battles for them. Like 100%.
I see so many stepmoms. We'll create a binder. Because as women, I think we kind of feel like, you know what? You're a man. Just move over. Let me do it.
Yeah.
And that will start the pattern of him becoming incompetent and leaving things that he
expecting
has
you to do it
on your lap. It'll start a long pattern. And what happens is these women always end up resentful.
Yeah.
Always. It's not natural to be fighting your man's court battle. Hell, I have a girlfriend that's an attorney. She's one of the best family law attorneys that I know out in California. She doesn't represent her own husband in court.
I wouldn't
that's
either.
That's a lot.
I never got involved, and you know what? I appreciate that I was never put in that position that I needed to be involved. You know, put me in that position, and that I always respected. Like, he knew that was his battle to fight, you know, and we all were kind of on the same page with that.
Shout out to him for not putting you in that position.
Yeah, I mean, that's
no shade if your man is not. Your man should be protecting you though, y'all.
Yeah,
like, I'm gonna be everybody's book sister on here. Like, he should be. I tell my little sisters the same thing.
Yeah,
he should be protecting you. So shout out to your boo for not.
Yeah, I'm grateful too, because I want to be in court. I've never been in court before. I didn't want to be in court for something that had nothing to do with me.
Right.
You know?
At least let me do like a Cardi B where I pop somebody or something. But don't let me go for no baby mama shit.
I didn't want to be up in there. Okay, so I have another one, and it's so what do you do when the bio mom absolutely does not want or completely just doesn't strive for a good co-parenting relationship? What do you
order.
Do?
No, I'm just playing. when you have real, and I said this earlier, but this is so good to reiterate. When you realize this person is committed to chaos, I mean, they have shown you over and over again that they don't want to deal with you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, be quite frank, she doesn't have to deal with you, girlfriend.
Yeah,
stepmom,
absolutely.
She doesn't, it would be nice if she could, but she doesn't, if she doesn't have the capacity to look at you, this person that might be a reminder of her child having another mother figure in her life. Not everybody can handle that.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's your reminder of the life that she maybe still kind of wants, or that she regret that she failed at, or seeing you is a reminder of her humiliation for whatever her reason.
It could be a million
Let
things.
That girl live. Mm-hmm. She's doing the best she can to survive.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I sound like a sympathizer, but I do have sympathy mm-hmm. for women that exist in chaos when they have to be mothers and they have to co-parent.
Mm-hmm.
So if this woman has shown you, I don't want to get along with you, I don't want to deal with you, I don't talk to you, or I'm going to disrespect you every time, I beg that you give it up.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to give up. I want you to give up. I don't want you to give up hope. You pray for her and hope that she'll be okay. Mm-hmm. But I want you to say, I am not going to be aligned with this person. We are not going to be able to work together. Mm-hmm. Let me start committing myself to learning how to exist where I'm just appreciating the people that are in my house.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you this, V, when those kids are with me, I mean, I don't give a damn like what happens. Like mm-hmm. the people that are in my home, that is who I am concerned with. I'm not concerned with mm-hmm. the person that wants to see us fail.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would say, first, you got to let it go. That doesn't mean that you're a failure, stepmom.
Yeah, no, absolutely not.
That doesn't mean that you're a failure. That means, okay, you know what? I came, I saw, I conquered, I tried, and now I'm moving on.
Absolutely.
You gotta move on.
And I think a lot of people do feel like that, like as step parents, because they see, you know, other people, their relationships that they've built, and they're like, damn, I want that. Or like, why can't I get to that place? And it's normal to feel that way. I think we're human, and it's kind of in our... And what we do, like we compare and contrast a lot of shit.
Prettier.
Of course, the pictures will be prettier, but it's not, that's not realistic for everybody. So at some point, you know, you do got to give it up sometimes. If it's really not working and you're putting in way more than you're getting back, I think at that point, you know, you kind of know, like this is like beating a dead horse. Like it's just not going to work.
Yes. And ask yourself, why am I taking this abuse?
Yeah.
I think a lot of this stuff, you know, how stepmoms handle a lot of this stuff is, it's kind of related to our own trauma and how we
100%.
Personally resolve conflict.
Yes.
Because, you know, it's like, why am I making myself susceptible when a person has told me that they don't want me?
Mm-hmm.
Why am I constantly coming back? You got to ask yourself, what core memory from your childhood makes you keep coming back for unrequited love?
Mm-hmm.
So you need to go a little bit deeper, girlfriend. Like this, this stepmom shit ain't no joke, because it really unearths a lot of your own
your own traumas. Yep.
And you have to face it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to be better, you got to, if you're going to be a great partner, a great stepmom, a great mother to your own kids, a great business owner, you know, you have to face this stuff.
Mm-hmm. And it's not easy. It's not easy.
It ain't easy.
Being face to face with the shit that you kind of put to the side for a long time.
You get to avoid it until there's somebody in your face who is bringing you back to that helpless little 5-year-old V or that little 5-year-old nausea. You're like, damn. I gotta face this now.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, that's crazy to think about. I'm like, damn, this is, it really does take you back, you know?
It goes below the surface for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is why I say being a step parent is not for the weak. Like a step parent in general, whether you're a stepdad, a stepmom, it's hard. It's hard as hell.
It is. Just emotionally. God, it's hard. Even in some of the best situations I've seen,
it's still hard.
It still is difficult because, you know, you still have human beings. You still have children.
Mm-hmm.
And you're watching them live out their life experience. And so even if everybody's hunky-dory and BFFs, it's still difficult.
Absolutely.
All right. Delta 8 THC is a new cannabinoid that is sweeping the hemp and health and wellness market. CBDX.com sells Delta 8 products, which feel just like cannabis, and this is legal per 2018 farm bill that Congress passed. So there are vape products, actual flower, bud gummies, even concentrates. They ship to 39 states, and you can use this code for 20% off your first order. So use code BABYMAMA, and it orders ship within 24 hours. Use our code for not only 20% off, but a free gram of dry bud with your order. So 4 letters, CBDX.com. And you can use our code BABYMAMA for 20% off your first order. Do not drive or operate machinery, please, when using these products. Please be responsible.
So what can stepmoms do to help their husbands if they're going through a high conflict situation with bio mom? Like, basically, how can they be this support?
Beat her ass. I'm just playing, y'all.
You're horrible.
I know. I'm so awful. And I'm a coach, y'all. Don't listen to me, because I Miss Naja ain't had a fight. I have not had a fight ever in my life. So let me stop talking, you know.
You're just funny. You're human.
Right, because I'm not going to fight you. I will call the police, and you are going to jail if you play with me. So, the thing that you can do to help your husband is focus on, I know a lot of stepmoms, they, when their husbands are going through this thing, let's just say the partner gets a bad phone call or a text message or mm-hmm. something happens that were disagreeable. It's like you kind of turn on your partner.
Yeah.
You look at him like he's crazy. I can't believe you got me in this situation. Mm-hmm. If it weren't for you, we wouldn't be dealing with this crazy, you know what. Understand and show compassion to him. And I'm not mm-hmm. trying to be a pick me right here, because I pick myself all the time.
Amen.
You have to show compassion to this man. Like, do y'all think he wants to co-parent with her if mm-hmm. he's in a high conflict situation? Do you really think if this dude knew it was going to be like this? If he really knew, do you really think he would have gone there that 1 5 minutes of fun? He would not. So you have to understand that while you're beating him down, he's already beating himself down. Mm-hmm. So go a little bit easy and show compassion, because maybe you're not in a situation where you have to co-parent with a person. You kind of regret making them a parent or being attached to them for a very long time. So I would say just show compassion mm-hmm. first and foremost. And then I cannot stress getting him someone to talk to besides you. Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna sit here and listen to any pillow talk in my bedroom, in my marital bedroom, about you and some other person.
Absolutely.
So mm-hmm. I would say you have to set boundaries on where you talk about the crap.
Yeah.
You don't talk about it in your marital bedroom. You don't mm-hmm. talk about it in the morning at the kitchen table. You don't talk about it before you speak to God when you first open your eyes in the mm-hmm. morning. And you don't let it. What I find is some of these issues can plague your entire day.
Oh, yeah.
You find specific moments where you talk about it. If you cannot mm-hmm. compartmentalize it, that crazy is going to run through your minds all day.
I agree.
On one of my podcasts, I talk about, you know, when you let a person run through your mind, it's kind of like they go out and step in shit, and a person mm-hmm. gets to come in your house and track up your carpets full
yeah,
of shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's what happens with your brain when you yeah. let a person run rampant. So mm-hmm. compartmentalize the conversations, too, that you have with them.
Yeah, especially
about that situation.
Especially if you are a person that deals with anxiety and depression, yes. I think that's also very important to yes. point out. Like, that can take a toll on your whole day.
It can derail your entire day.
Mm-hmm.
Literally can derail you. So, yes, you have to, CBT teaches us to compartmentalize those thoughts. I tell people to have a stop word. If you see that mm-hmm. you're starting to bring up, well, your baby mama, my stop word is girl, bye. And
I love that.
Oh, bye, Naja. You are thinking some real stupid thoughts right now.
I was just having this conversation with my therapist. She literally said the same thing. Because I suffer with anxiety. And there's times uh-huh. where I don't want to talk about... Maybe I'm not in the state of mind where I want to talk about something. Or not even just like co-parenting, but just shit in general. Anything, you know, like life. Anything. Life. Yeah. If I can't... if I'm not in that state of mind, she's like, blurt out a safe word, you know, like say something that keeps you safe and lets them know you're not ready for the conversation. Let's go back to this. And I was like, mm-hmm. that is so smart. Like,
that is so smart.
I love that.
I created a whole book series called Girl Bye out of mm-hmm. my stop word, because in the beginning it was infesting my mind like a weed and it was ugly and I didn't even recognize myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's cool when you start to recognize when your brain is starting to do that thing where it takes you. Because, you know, V, you're a creative person, too. So I know you can mm-hmm. probably create like a whole scenario in your head that hasn't even happened.
Oh,
right?
Girl, I do that every day. Every fucking day. I'm in the shower thinking about shit that's probably never going to happen.
That will never happen. And so when you say your stop word, that's mm-hmm. kind of a way of attacking that thought head on. And what happens when you start using your stop word? Those thoughts actually start to dissipate and diminish mm-hmm. because they know they're going to be met with disruption.
Yeah. No, I think that's the smartest thing to do. You know, like that sometimes you just have to do that. You have to just really like, why am I overthinking this? Like, there's no need for me
to. I need to just start girl by myself
in life.
You need to girl by yourself.
I need a girl by myself. I'm tired of myself.
You feel like, girl, bye. Give yourself a break.
I'm tired of this brain. I'm so tired of this fucking brain. Making up stupid shit. I can't take it. Yeah. So I'm gonna.
I love these questions.
Yeah, no, they came with some great questions.
I love these questions though.
I've got some other good ones. We'll do like two or three more.
Okay. Okay.
So I have one that says, "How do moms, stepmoms, get past the dislike for each other in order to co-parent better? Like, let's say they're both, you know, they want to co-parent, but they just don't like each other. Like, what do they do then?
Oh my God. That is best case scenario for resolving conflict. Because when I see a co-mothering duo like that, that can sit in the same room and be like, okay, bitch, I don't like you, but I love your kid. Yeah. And she and the mother can be like, well, bitch, I don't like you, but I really love how you treat my child. Mm-hmm. Let's stop being bitches to each other. I did write a book for that too. It's called Girl Bye. She's not going anywhere. Neither are you.
Plug it.
Yes, and so, there you go. Like the book literally teaches like all the steps, but I'll tell you though, if you first realize that this woman has a commitment to working with you and working for this family with you, then you've already won. You have legit already won. Number one, you don't bring up the past. You keep the conversation centered around the child. This means neither one of you can make backbiting comments. You also have to be very careful to not step on the other woman's very fragile ego. Because in the beginning of a brand new co-mothering situation, egos are kind of like live wires.
Like, oof.
If you step on them, things can go bad and you can go to 5 years of never speaking again.
Yeah.
So just be very careful and just be respectful of her boundaries. I think in the beginning, you have to just understand, I'm not coming into this to be your friend, but I do want a relationship with you based on respect and boundaries.
Absolutely.
If you can grow, like, I love what you guys have done here. You guys are family, first and foremost.
Yes, I say this and all the time. I say this all the time. And it's like, people might look at us and be like, what the fuck? Like, they've been through so much.
You guys are family.
At the end of the day, we're a dysfunctional family, but we're still family.
And most families out here in these streets are mad dysfunctional.
We all got our own shit, right?
You got your own stuff. But you guys are family. And the fact that you've been able to come together for the much bigger picture shows the health, like how healthy you two are. And if there's a combo out there that's wanting to do that, the first thing you have to do is, I think it's cool to kind of meet up with the man in the middle, because if it wasn't for him, you wouldn't be here. Now, what he has to do is understand that he is the glue. So he's not sitting next to his wife. It's not him and his new partner against the mom. It's, hey, listen, we are three people sitting at this table, equidistant apart, because that's even important, because our ego will be like, oh, she's sitting closer to him. He's on her team. We are three people that are sitting at this table, or if her new partner wants to come, we're four people that are sitting at this table that very much love this child.
Yeah.
So we're going to keep all of our conversations child-centered.
Yep.
I think it's good. I think it's good for people in new situations like that to enter in some sort of counseling where a person is overseeing the conversations, especially when that first conflict happens. Because when conflict happens, a lot of us revert back to our lizard brain. We kind of go back to, you know, fight or flight. I'm backed into a corner. If your family history, if you saw mom and dad fighting and cussing each other out every time somebody got mad, that's
what you're going to do.
Yes. Unless you've unlearned that pattern, that's probably where you're going to first go to.
Yeah.
So we have to really, that first conflict that happens after everybody decides to play nice, this is where we really have to put everything that we've learned into practice. I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to cuss. I'm not going to scream. I'm not going to say bad words. I'm not going to point the blame. I'm going to allow this person to tell me in a healthy way. And I'm going to communicate with them. Mm-hmm. It takes a lot of healthy balls to do something like that. I just admire people so much that can dim their egos to put something else so much bigger than them at the forefront.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I feel the same way. And it's hard as fuck. Oh, no, yeah, definitely.
It's hard, man. But you know what? It's like, is it hard or is it a matter of just keeping your damn mouth shut when somebody says something stupid? I'm the queen of being like so unbothered. Oh, my God, Nash, I don't like your shirt. I'm like, well, bitch, I love it.
Yeah,
my teeth sit perfectly at all.
That's
like,
how I
I'm
feel.
The queen of, like, what you're saying, it doesn't really affect your opinion.
Yeah, yeah,
so I think I just be like,
yeah, I've learned to be like that. I wasn't always like that, and I think I've grown into that person.
Though, right?
It took a lot of practice, but now I think I'm definitely unbothered.
You're unbothered?
especially because, like, you know, working on we work on social media and stuff, so we get a lot of that bullshit, projection. That's what I like to call it. So projection. I remain unbothered. So
I feel like this about, you know, I know this isn't about social media, but when I see people leaving dumb comments, I'm like, oh my God, this is how you're feeling about yourself today.
Yes.
This moment. And there's something about me or something that I've said or how you perceive me that's brought out something very painful in you. And I hope you get help, but till then you block, bitch.
Yes, that's exactly how I respond. Before, I used to actually write back and be like, oh, stay blessed, you know, like you're beautiful. I hope you have a great day. But now I'm like, you know what? Fuck it, block. Like, I don't even care.
Girl, block. I don't let that negativity
stay.
Like a cancer. You know, one person sees that a nasty comment is up about you, I think it leaves it in their mind that it's kind of okay.
Exactly. That's how social media is. That's how it is. And that's kind of how life is too. Like, you know, if someone don't like someone or someone's talking shit about someone, someone's going to come and like do the same thing. Like, it's kind of like we all just feeding off of each other. Yeah. So it's hard to be the person. And you know, when you are in these relationships to like not revert back to the old shit that you were doing that wasn't working, yes. You know, like, especially like you said, like the biggest challenge is, you know, when you are good and you are good and working together and then you come across an issue, the biggest challenge is seeing how everyone is going to react in that point in time after you guys were already, you know, learning and, you know,
growing.
Yeah. And then it's like, let me see how all of us are going to respond to this. And if you can get through that, then you're learning and you're growing. And I think, you know, at that point you can, it's worth it, you know? But it's hard. Yes. It's hard to get to that point.
It's tough. And if a person, you know, I feel like we're just in control. I'm so in control of myself and my emotions. If someone disrespected me or came into my space or did not adhere to my own boundaries, I'm so in control that I know how to move to my own safe space. And so, like you said, in a situation where there's two co-mothers, everything's going good, and they have that first conflict, that first disagreement, if one of them does revert back to who she used to be or who she's working to not be anymore, I would say this is where your commitment gets tested. Am I still committed to working with this person, even though she's being crazy right now? And that's how you know that you are growing and you can only control your own growth.
Yeah.
So it's like, all right, girl, I see you need to go on a timeout, but I'm committed to this situation. Like I said, I'm committed to seeing our stepson, our stepdaughter grow and have a healthy set of parents. So you take your time and I'll be back.
Yeah. I love
Come back when you're cooled off.
I love that.
Okay, so I'm always getting asked to review a lot of my skincare products, and honestly, most of them are just kind of okay, but let me tell you what I got my hands on the other day. So I thought I knew about L'Occitane, and we've all seen the iconic silver tube in their stores, and I had no idea how fast L'Occitane would become my favorite go-to skincare line. So they actually have a lot of great products. They have the Immortelle Overnight Reset Face Serum. They also have the Reset Eye Serum to go with it. And they also have a Shea Butter Hand Cream and Body Butter. I actually really am obsessed with the hand cream and body butter. It just melts into the skin. It leaves it feeling really velvety soft. And it moisturizes your skin all day long. And I also really like the Under Eye Eye Serum. Ladies, it's about that time to start, you know, taking care of those under eyes. It depuffs those under eyes, it reduces your dark circles, and it smooths all the fine lines as well. So whenever you look like you haven't got a good night's sleep, use this and your eyes just like jump right back into life. So another thing that I really love about L'Occitane is with their commitment to nature, they've been sustainably sourcing ingredients since the beginning. So I know I'm taking care of nature as I'm taking care of my skin as well. So I'm inviting you guys to explore all the self-care goodness L'Occitane has to offer. Choose one or more of their products, review it for me, and let me know which ones are your faves, okay? So go to L'Occitane.com. That's L-O-C-C-I-T-A-N-E. That's L'Occitane.com.
Hey guys, it's your girl V Rivera, back again with a brand new podcast. This time it's with my lifelong friend,
me, Alessandra Gonzalez, and this is
Vibin' and Kinda Thriving podcast.
Tune in every Monday to hear all about our victories, our failures.
Can't forget about the bochinche.
That's gossip in Spanish, in case you didn't know.
So come vibe with us and be a part of this beautiful and kind of thriving sisterhood.
Follow us on Instagram at Vibin' and Kind of Thriving. We'll catch you on Mondays.
We're going to do one more, and I think this one is really important. So someone asked, how do I deal with stepmom disciplining? She's been involved for almost 4 years.
Ooh.
Yes.
Juicy. So discipline. Mm-hmm. Discipline with younger kids is one thing, because with discipline with younger kids, you're doing that probably to keep them safe. Hey, don't put the scissors in the outlet, mm-hmm. or don't go near the fire.
Yeah.
That's correction. Mm-hmm. That's correction, and it's guidance. Discipline is that's a word that's kind of a big old gray area, because everybody mm-hmm. defines it differently.
This is exactly me and Kale talk about all the time. We're like, there's no, everyone tries to make everything so black and white, and there is no black and white.
Literally a gray area. Because, mm-hmm. you know, like we talked about family patterns of resolving conflict. We also learn our ways of disciplining children, probably from how we were disciplined. Either you're going to mm-hmm. do it just like your parents did, or you're just going to say, I'm never going to do it like my parents did. It just depends mm-hmm. on your experience. So I would say, what does your partner do as far as discipline? And then what do you believe? I love conscious mm-hmm. parenting, the new mm-hmm. wave. I know it's all over TikTok now. It's all mm-hmm. over Instagram. Yeah. I love conscious parenting, but I'm also from the South. I'm also born and raised in Tennessee. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we had a switch occasionally. Yep. I don't remember too many belts. My father never, ever, ever spanked me one time ever in my life. Like, if he looked at me wrong, I would cry. So mm-hmm. that was his way of
discipline. That's how I always say the look. Like, my mom had that one look. And if I knew it was over. Like,
yes,
whatever I'm doing, stop that shit right now. Over,
right? I mean, you know, the thing is, you know, with your mom, my dad, when they would give us that look, that's one thing, because that's like the biological connection that you've had with them. But if you're a step parent, that means you're a new person in this kid's life. You may not have the established authority or the relationship. And so if you're disciplined, like it's such a gray area, like you just said, if you're not using discipline under the guise of correction and guidance and keeping them safe, mm-hmm. I think you got to leave that to their own partner, to your partner.
Yeah.
You run the risk of overstepping, and you mm-hmm. run the risk of being this child resenting you. Because I firmly believe our stepkids kind of teach us the type of relationship they want with us. Like, they feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. So if you're disciplining this kid and they have in their mind, I don't want to be cool with V. I'm not going to be cool with Naja. Mm-hmm. Then you're already overstepping, and you're possibly harming the possibility for a better relationship in the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So if it's not guidance or keeping them safe, like, hey, don't touch the fire. Don't put the scissors in the socket. If it's not something like that, then yeah, with a teenager, that's when it gets tough.
Yeah.
Because what happens when they sneak in your liquor cabinet, or when they steal mm-hmm. your car, or when they do talk back like normal teenagers do?
Yeah.
That's when it gets kind of tough. If your partner is leaving you, to be in a situation like that, honey, I pity you. However, what you do is you tell this child, like, I love talking to teenagers, especially these attitudinal ones. I said, baby, listen, it's my job, whether you like it or not, and whether I like it or not, to prepare you for who you're going to be out in the world. And I'm telling you now, the people that you're going to want to be in relationship with, the people that you're going to want to work with, if you carry on this attitude, they are not going to deal with it. Mm-hmm. And unlike me and your parents' relationship, where they have conditional love for you, our relationship is based on conditions.
Yeah.
You and I have to choose each other all the time. And when you're being this way, it makes it tough for me to choose you. Mm-hmm. I am trying to be the example, and I'm giving you the opportunity to choose me, but I need you to be very cognizant. And I love using big words with teenagers, because they have phones. They can go look it up. I need you to be very cognizant.
Go do a Google search real quick.
Right, go Google it, honey, if you don't know what I'm talking about. Go. I need you to be very cognizant of the energy that you're putting out, mm-hmm. because I'm a person that chooses to love you.
You're right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So are we going to abide by these conditions, or do we need to have another talk? And normally a teenager will poke their lip out and they'll walk away for a moment, and then they'll stop being a jerk though. Mm-hmm. Because you just gave them some real talk. We got to prepare them for the real world. The thing about teenagers though is, you know, they don't have the capacity for empathy. Mm-hmm. That piece of their brain that controls empathy during puberty is literally shrinking right now. Yeah. So I give them so much grace because they don't, yeah. they know not what they do.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, Nadja, it's been amazing. I feel like we have learned so much from you, and I feel like everyone's just going to take this podcast episode and just really get so much information from it and hopefully help them in their relationships. I hope so too. But in the meantime, can you plug everything, your Instagram, everything that you got going on so that all of our followers can follow you and keep up with what you've got going on?
Yes. So my name is Nadja Hall. If you are a stepmother or a step parent, please follow me at VIP Stepmom. VIP Stepmom is everywhere. We're on TikTok. We just got on TikTok, though.
Girl, do you have merch? Because we were like, that's such a cute name. Like, you need merch for that. Like, girl, it's so cute.
I guess, girl, hook me up with your merch people, girl. Because hook me up with your merch people. Hook me up. Like, do all that stuff. Because I ain't got t-shirts. I had a t-shirt made and it wasn't cute. So I was like, no.
You need merch.
That's yeah, so okay. Cute. I'm going to get some. I'm going to talk to you about that. I'm going to text you about that. Okay. Cause you know, me and you are like new BFFs now. So, VIPstepmom.com. We are a membership community. I provide a whole bunch of awesome content online, but if you're a person, you need the extra touch. I do have a private podcast also with my, I have a big podcast called I Know I'm Crazy with Nadja Hall. I gotta have you come on it. Oh my
yes,
God.
I would love to come on.
I literally need you on that.
I know. And Kale said, she was like, she's on vacation now. So she was like, maybe we can have her back so that we can have her
podcast
with us too.
Absolutely. Cause I need to talk to both of y'all about, I need to understand y'all's co-mother and stuff. Cause girl, I saw some stuff on YouTube. I was like, oh.
We've been through a lot. We've been through
a lot. Y'all have been through so much. It's such a blessing. But if you visit VIPstepmom.com or just search on TikTok or on Instagram or Facebook, you can find me. I do have a personal Instagram page. Follow me there too, because I'm trying to get my numbers up, y'all. I really just only post pictures of me in spandex and swimsuits and my new wigs. So
I just followed you and it's
you did?
It's beautiful.
Yeah, and so my personal page is The Nadja Hall, but all of my stepmom resources are at VIP Stepmom. If you join my community, if you hit me up, if you listen to me on this podcast, just let me know down in the comments so I can show you some love back. And with my private community, though, it's only $10 a month right now because we're about to raise prices. You get my private podcast. You get an expert interview. You see me talking to people like all the therapists in the land, like stepmoms that are psychotherapists. You get to see me like literally talk to a whole bunch of people. You also have a private community. So that's the plug. Just follow me everywhere, y'all. I follow back. I show love back. I comment back. And your little children that you post are going to become my online nieces and nephews. Like, that's how I love it.
Yeah, we call everyone our baby mamas. So
yes.
These are all our little baby mamas. So all of our baby mamas, go follow Nadja. And I'm so happy that you came on. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for reaching out. I loved it. I loved the time with you. And you are just a bomb, girl.
You too.
So proud of everything that you're doing. So thank you for the opportunity.
Thanks, Nadja. All right, guys. That's the end of the episode. And we'll see you guys next week. Bye.
This podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Let's face it, sometimes multitasking can be overwhelming, like when your favorite podcast is playing and the person next to you is talking and your car fan is blasting, all while you're trying to find the perfect parking spot. But then again, sometimes multitasking is easy, like quoting with Progressive Insurance. They do the hard work of comparing rates so you can find a great rate that works for you, even if it's not with them. Give their nifty comparison tool a try and you might just find getting the rate and coverage you need is easy. All you need to do is visit Progressive's website to get a quote with all the coverages you want, like comprehensive and collision coverage or personal injury protection. Then you'll see Progressive's direct rate, and their tool will provide options from other companies all lined up and ready to compare, so it's simple to choose the rate and coverages you like. Press play on comparing auto rates. Quote at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.